From the Action News Jax First Alert Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick. Happy Friday, everyone. You did it. You made it to the end of the work week, and the weather is rewarding you for that. But we did have to get through strong two severe storms yesterday that dumped 4 to even 7 inches of rain near the Florida-Georgia border, especially for those in Nassau County. But at Jacksonville International Airport, we did have a record daily maximum rainfall set yesterday with the record rainfall near 3 inches, and it did break the old record of 1.82 inches set in 1940. But that was in the past, and we are here today. And as you step outside, it is going to be a fantastic Friday. We have sunny skies, breezy winds, low humidity. Temperatures this afternoon will be in the low 70s. We'll keep similar conditions even into your weekend, but looking at near record lows on Sunday as you wake up to about 40 degrees. So enjoy this little brief cool break, because as we continue into next week, we'll be in the upper 70s on Monday with mostly sunny skies, adding a few more clouds on Tuesday, but still very warm in the mid-80s. Mid-80s on Wednesday with partly sunny skies. Then by Thursday, an isolated shower possible, but still looking at a mainly dry day from what I'm seeing, with highs in the middle to upper 80s. Now, there are two things I want to talk about with you guys. We are 54 days away from the 2022 Atlantic hurricane season. I know it's around the corner pretty much, and Colorado State University did put out their 2022 hurricane season outlook. Now, just to break it down for you, the average storms that we see, 14, 7 hurricanes, 3 major hurricanes. Colorado State University is forecasting for this year's season 19 named storms, 9 hurricanes, and 4 major hurricanes. So another above average hurricane season. Now, just to let you know, this does not mean landfalling storms. They just mean storms in total for their forecast. And I know maybe you are like me, you're more of a visual person, and I just listed a lot of numbers. Meteorologist Garrett Biedenbaugh did a fantastic explanation of what they looked at and why they did come to this solution for this hurricane season with in terms of their outlook. So you can head to actionnewsjax.com and be able to find his complete hit on it, explaining it in detail. Now, here's something fun to think about this weekend, and I'm bringing it up because not only is it a great cause, but also I will be emceeing this event, and of course, every donation really makes a difference. So Canine Companions Annual Dog Fest, it is their 9th annual Dog Fest. It's a fundraising event that is happening this Saturday at the Seawalk Pavilion in Jacksonville Beach from noon to about 4 o'clock. If you're wondering what is Dog Fest and really what is Canine Companions, well, Dog Fest was actually launched nationally 9 years ago to engage communities and not only to raise money, but also educate the public on Canine Companions. All the donations that are given to them help them with their expertly trained service dogs and to really support people with disabilities free of charge. I actually had the opportunity to meet with people that work in Canine Companions and those that actually did receive these expertly trained service dogs, and how much it really made an impact in their life in terms of just their confidence, being able to go out into social settings where they ordinarily don't feel comfortable. But now, because they have a dog, and people, when they walk up to them, only see a dog and not someone with a disability, just like a normal person, it gives them confidence just to be themselves and just to get out there and enjoy life just like everybody else. So it's just an amazing cause, and I recommend you guys going. And if you can't go, you can donate to Canine Companions by heading to their website. And also, I met with everyone and I'm doing a story on them, and it will be airing tonight. So if you want to, you can just watch it live and see details on it, or you can head to actionnewsjax.com and see the web article to donate to Team Doppler. And that will do it. Enjoy your weekend, you guys, and of course, stay safe. I'm meteorologist Alyssa Pedrick, and that's your Action News Jax First Alert Forecast on 104.5 WOKV.